Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America. Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine a little bit later on. We got, let me see, Zaid Hussein. He will weigh in, obviously. Well, we're going to do everything. The Belichick thing is the breaking story. About 15, 20 minutes ago, it really did become official. And, you know, am I shocked? No. You know what? He wants to coach. He doesn't want to deal with, you know, these owners like Arthur Blank, who jerked him around in Atlanta. He knows Dallas isn't going to open up, and I don't think he wants to work for a senile Jerry Jones. And where else is he going to go? The Giants? Yeah. He's got a history there, but the Giants aren't ready to admit that they've, like, swung and missed for, like, the fifth straight coach. So they'll hang with Daboll. And the Jets cannot swallow their pride because they should have hired him. Instead, they went with Saleh, who was a disaster. And I do think that Belichick would really really and truly would bury the hatchet with the Jets to coach and then stick it right up, you know, Robert Kraft's where the sun doesn't shine. That's Belichick. I mean, he's feisty. He's regimented. He's a control freak. You have to know with Belichick what you're getting. And there's a trade-off there. You know, if you want the guy that's going to kiss the owner's rear end, he's the wrong guy. He couldn't stand Kraft. I mean, he kept it under wraps for a long time. He kind of nodded and, you know, kind of, you know, okay, I'll go with it. I mean, he went to prep school there in North Andover. Belichick went to college in Middlebury in Connecticut. New England was a great fit for him. Born in Nashville, raised in Annapolis for the most part. His dad, longtime coach. But Belichick does not like the corporatization of what it takes to be an NFL coach. And guess what? He's going to find that it is now more than ever corporate at the college level with name, image, likeness in the transfer portal. It's going to be fun to watch. I want a front row seat. Give me a big, big barrel of popcorn, a couple of cold Diet Cokes, a few bottled waters, and I'll sit back for the next couple of years and watch this thing unfold. Woo, baby. I tell you right now, you know who's going nuts? The Atlantic Coast Conference. Oh, are they excited right now? The Atlantic Coast Conference is giddy right now because they got the GOAT, the greatest of all time. All right, we'll come back. I'm hoping to hear music. I'm hoping this show gets off to a rollicking start because we put a lot of prep into it and we look forward to it. Yes, and Daniel Ogden along the way as well. And of course, we've also got Tyler Levine.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Wednesday and into a Thursday overnight here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine. Let's get Zayd Hussein in there. We're wheeling him back. I like that. Wheeling him back like he's a thoroughbred. You know what? You run him and then you don't like, well, no, we love what we saw. And we wheel him right back because he's a winner. Zayd, welcome aboard. Marty and Tyler, how are you? Belichick. He ain't got no soup for you people in Chicago. Any idea you're getting Bill Belichick just went out the window. How about that? Let's hear it, Zayd. Go ahead.
Yeah, honestly, unbelievable, shocking news here. I did not anticipate him going to, the college level, but I heard he came in there with a list of, a million demands, and they were all met. So, Bill Belichick in college football. I got to say, it's going to be a breath of fresh air in college football. I wonder how he's going to do with North Carolina. I think now, guys, with the NIL, the days of one or two teams dominating every single year, the Alabamas, the Georgias, are going to be out the window now. I think, there's going to be a lot of money going in a lot of different places, and you're going to see recruits start widening their choices. I think it's going to be real interesting in the next couple of years.
Tyler, go ahead. You take it away. I'm looking up the North Carolina at least partial schedule for 2025. Stand by. Go ahead, Tyler.
I mean, I love this move. I do. I'm a huge UNC basketball fan. Obviously, Michigan football is where I have a line, but I'm not going to be shy in the fact that I'll be rooting for North Carolina as well. And I think that this move is going to work out swimmingly for all parties involved. I don't think it can be underplayed how much Bill is going to absolutely dominate in recruiting. He has relationships with every single front office in the league. And if you think he's not going to be using that for recruiting purposes, you're crazy. What we've seen over the last couple of years with Deion Sanders, it's that on steroids for me. And I'm not surprised that they met every demand. If they, I don't think, if you look back a year ago, if you told the athletic director at North Carolina, I'm not sure what his name is or her name is, that they would have a chance to bring in Bill Belichick, they'd say, okay, what does it take? And whatever that list said, they were going to do it. I expect him to have an immediate impact. I expect North Carolina to immediately be a threat for the playoffs and a national championship. I don't think it's going to take long.
Ooh,
I mean, look at what we're seeing now. If you said a year ago, SMU, Indiana, all these teams that are in the playoff, that they'd have a chance to compete, you'd say, I'm crazy. But it's a different age now. And what 1 year ago in terms of recruiting and bringing people in and winning a national championship, it's different now. It's a level playing field. They got cash at North Carolina. They got the best NFL coach of all time. And what do players who are going to college want to do after college? They want to go to the league. Who have they went to historically? You could look at NCAA basketball as well. The basketball players went to Kentucky and Duke. Why? They produce pros, most notably Kentucky. And that's what these kids care about. And when push comes to shove, UNC has enough money to afford to bring in players via NIL, and they now have a head coach who has more relationships with the NFL than anybody else probably combined at the college level. And that stuff matters, and I think it's going to win over a lot of guys. I mean, we just saw the Michigan quarterback who they just brought in, Underwood, I believe is his name. You know, he's the starter for next season, I believe. He got a $12 million contract. That's more than Breece Hall gets paid right now, just for those who don't know.
Right.
So
things
have changed up now.
Yeah, I honestly, I love you, but you got to slow down on the national championship talk. I mean, come on. They opened TCU at home, at Charlotte, Richmond, at UCF, at Cal, at North Carolina State, three straight, one, two.
Look at Notre Dame's schedule. What's the difference?
Not a big, come on. You're not going to compare Notre Dame football. I don't care if Bill Belichick was it.
I'm not comparing the program. I'm comparing, you know, if we're talking about the schedule here, a lot of these teams that we're going to see play in this playoff, you look at their schedule and you don't even know half the teams. So.
Nah,
wait on that.
But hold on, let me finish. Clemson, Duke, Stanford, four straight home games at Syracuse, at Wake Forest. I don't know. Zade, we both went long here. I want to get Zade in here. Zade, how does this strike you, though? I mean, to me, it's not a career killer, but he's got the Shula record out there. He doesn't care. This is just, to me, it's a weird situation. I can't get my head around it yet. I mean, I get it, but I don't. Go ahead. Give me more in-depth analysis as you see this.
Yeah, you know, I think with Belichick, obviously he's accomplished every single thing that he's wanted to do in his coaching career inside the NFL. I mean, let's be honest here. There's really nothing more for him to do. He has, you know, a legendary career in the NFL as a coach. He's won more Super Bowls, or just as much Super Bowls as literally anyone inside. You know, for me, I think this is a fresher breath air for him. It's a new challenge for him. You know, going to a North Carolina team, being able to coach college kids and help them out, maybe it's a dream of his, who knows. And I think he's going to be able to basically do whatever he wants. I mean, when you look at the list of demands, I heard it was like a 400-page packet that he gave North Carolina. So it's not like he's going in there and doing anything. He's going in there and he's running the entire show, the entire operation. And, you know, I think it's going to be exciting. I really think it's going to be a breath of fresh air for college football.
All right, here's where I want to go here, and I'll have you both answer this question. North Carolina, will they make the 12-team playoff next year? I say an affirmative no. I look at that strength of schedule. They got a long way to go. I mean, I'm not looking at their roster. I'm looking at Phil Steele's yearbook. And he's got a rebuild. He's got a 1 to 2 year project there. He's 72, soon to be 73, I believe, in August or September. I don't remember. But the idea, I'm going to say no. Zade, you and then Tyler. You think North Carolina's going to make the 12-team playoff next year? I don't. Not at all.
Yeah, I think it's a little too soon, Marty. I think they need at least another they need next year and another year of recruiting to get the right roster to get it going. I think what's interesting here is how he's going to incorporate Steve Belichick, which is his son. Obviously, the plan is, I think, for Bill to coach these next 2-3 years and then hand over the reins to Steve Belichick. I truly believe that that was the type of deal that he came up with for North Carolina and for Steve to carry on the generation going forward of, you know, the Belichick family name and being the head coach and running the program for the future. Right, and I think it's a smart move by Bill. I mean, Steve's a guy that has had so many different jobs inside the NFL as, you know, defensive coordinator for Washington most recently. But he's a guy I also think that's a very underrated coach. So I think after these next couple of years, you know, he hands the reins to Steve and he takes over and dominates college football and carries on the Belichick name.
Tyler, what do you think?
Zade, I completely agree. I said that last night, actually, that if they did hire him, I think that's already set in stone and it's why he probably didn't go to a bigger program. In regards to the playoff, I mean, if they don't adjust the format and they win their conference, are they not automatically in?
They would be.
So it's pretty much, can you take down Clemson? And Clemson's not the program that they have been historically. Are they still obviously a powerhouse? Yeah, of course. They're in the playoff this season. They just beat a very solid SMU team. However, They almost blew it. So do I think that they're likely to? Maybe not this upcoming season. I think in the next season after that, I'd almost say it's a sure shot. But I'm not saying no. If the odds are good enough, I might make my way down to the sports book and lock that in. And you know, it's cool to see my buddy Josh Bone, and he's a huge Pats fan. He just texted me before he went on saying he's jumping on the bandwagon. That's for sure. So
I think it's good for college football. I mean, that's a throwaway line, and it doesn't really resonate. It's almost like a time filler when you say, well, you know, Belichick, you know, is great for college football. But this is so intriguing because, you know, he's sarcastic. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to watch every one of his off-season press conferences, in-season, pre-halftime, post-game. You know, he's a cantankerous, grumpy old man. He's Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon all rolled into one. He's a grumpy old man. And I love it. I really do. With a 24-year-old girlfriend. You can't make this stuff up, Zade. I mean, this is a grumpy, just a cantankerous, you know, PIA, pain in the ass. I can't say it any other way. But it's going to be must watch and must listen to. Am I right or wrong? Go ahead. Let me hear you guys. Go ahead.
I agree 100%, and I think, you know, him going up against these other coaches and game planning is I think he's going to be on another level here. I really do. I mean, going from coaching NFL players, which is really hard to do, guys that are making millions of dollars, to now going and coaching college football players who I think are way more coachable, open to learning, open to listening a lot more than these NFL players. I think they're going to be playing the exact way Bill wants them to play, and I think he's going to have a lot of success because players are going to listen, players are obviously going to be on time, and players are going to be ready to go and motivated to make it to the next level, which Bill Belichick will be able to help do.
All right, Zade, good job. Thanks on short notice chiming in. Breaking story, Belichick to North Carolina is official. We'll come back on the other side. Lots to get to. Nick Young's coming up. He'll have some college football takes. He's making his way back from the big banquet out in Vegas with the College Football Hall of Fame, the latest class introduced. Ward Manuel there, the Michigan AD who heads up the committee. I wonder if they put his feet to the fire. I doubt it because it was a feel-good event. But we're coming back here. It's Sports Overnight America presented by Rocket Mortgage. And by our great friends now at Corona and Corona Extra. We're coming right back. Who done it? Who stole my girl from me?
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Talking the world with Sports here on Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona and Corona Extra. Oh man, oh man, oh man. Belichick to North Carolina. You know what I want to do, Tyler? Would anybody have predicted this? Seriously?
No.
There's no way.
I said it before. If you told the North Carolina athletic director a year ago that he'd have this opportunity, you know, his jaw would hit the floor and he'd say, "What do I have to do?" You know, it's like winning the lottery. I think it really comes down to the fact that he wants a new challenge, and more importantly, that he's propping his son up. You know, obviously his dad was a coach, and you know, when you have a chance to coach with your son and to help him with his future at the age where he's at, it doesn't surprise. Now that it's done, does it surprise me looking at the situation? No. But if you told me even 6 months ago, we can even start at the start of the NFL season, that this is where he'd be, I'd say you're insane. I'd say that he took this broadcasting job. He's going to do it for a year. Okay. There's going to be a ton of coaches that get fired. And then he's going to go to, the Bears or the Jets or, you know, one of these other franchises that, you know, the Jaguars, something along those lines. But, you know, maybe you got to think, like, when you're looking at the situations of the teams that are most likely firing their head coaches, you know, is that as appealing as kind of getting to pave a new path for yourself? I don't know the guy, but I'd like to think that he's someone that thrives, you know, likes to look at a challenge and go and conquer that. But it's so beyond weird to me. I mean, think about if you asked when he left the Patriots, if you said his next job is going to be at UNC, I would have said you are absolutely insane. Maybe Alabama or Georgia or Texas, but yeah. UNC?
I wouldn't even. He had a better chance, in my opinion. He's always had an infatuation with Rutgers, the New Jersey, New York area. I think deep down inside, he's going to regret this. I do. I mean, this isn't Charlie Weiss to Kansas, which was an abomination. I think this is a very, very ill-fated move. And if you want to subscribe, which I do, to What Have You Done For Me Lately, and how you judge how your career ultimately, you know, I mean, you can't whitewash six Super Bowls. Look, the guy, he's going first ballot to Canton, a Football Hall of Fame. Let's make no mistake about it. This is weird. This is just weird. This isn't Spurrier, you know, leaving the Tampa Bay Bandits in the USFL to go to Duke and coach and then ultimately ending up at Florida. It's just weird. And I'm hearing people explain it away that, oh, he wants to teach. He wants to teach. No, he doesn't. He wants to cash $30 million. I don't want to hear about the teach
that's,
BS.
Yeah, that's BS. I'm not buying
it. And I don't like the, you know, coach in waiting being his son. That to me, I mean, Carolina, really, you're that hard up for credibility in college football where you got a promise, who, by the way, the kid, and I shouldn't say this, but I mean, the kid prior to his dad hitting fame was a ne'er-do-well. I know for a fact he went to Northfield Mount Hermon prep school. He got thrown out for smoking weed, which is not a big deal. I'm just throwing the facts out there. The idea that Bill Belichick's going to coach there for 3 years and that North Carolina has sold their soul to the idea that they got to inherit Steve Belichick is a joke. It's a joke. I'm embarrassed. You know, this is almost worse than Deflategate. This is almost worse than Spygate. To me, this smacks of total, incestuous. deviant, you know, kind of sell yourself, snake oil salesman, deal with the devil. I don't like it one iota. And I had a lot of time. This isn't me just, you know, shooting from the lip. I've had a lot of time to consider this. I love Belichick, but boy, do I think this deal smells. And you know, I don't like the fact, you know, the whole 24-year-old girlfriend, my God. I mean, that's grandpa. It's just weird to me. Tyler,
Mike, I want to throw a question at you.
Yeah, go ahead, because I'm rattled.
Do you think that maybe there's a particular franchise that he has his eyes on that he's not so sure that job will open up right now, but in a year or two might open up? He's using this as a stepping stone to that. Maybe that's the thing here, where it's, hey, I can, you know, broadcasting is whatever, but I want to get paid. I want to be back in football. I want to do this. I want to do that. And maybe he's like, hey, are the Giants going to fire Dable at the end of this year? Maybe not. And I'm tired of waiting. Let me go to the college level, make some noise, catch a big check, and then make my way back. You know, maybe it's something along those lines. Because I agree. It's cool to see, I guess. It doesn't feel right at all. Like, it just seems odd.
And Tyler, you stumbled across something. Not stumbled. You thought it out. But you hit something very, very important here. And I want to see the out language. I want to see if Belichick's got an out, because I know he's got every single college contract. This is what people have to pay attention to. Do not ignore the obvious. There is not one college coach in America that does not have NFL language to get out. I guarantee you someone should have the sack or the intestinal fortitude at this news conference, whatever it is, tomorrow, Friday, Monday, whatever it is. Bill, does your contract contain NFL out language? Because it does. I guarantee
100% it does.
So,
and,
you know,
and someone's going to come calling. You know they are. It's a matter of time.
Exactly. And what he's going to say is, hey, you know, this was a good idea. It sounded good after 1 year. He cannot get out of his own way. He has to be coaching, which I admire. It's like you and I have to be doing talk shows or we don't feel whole. It sounds goofy. I'm not making it about us, but you do what you do, what you do. Some people do what they do and they just don't feel whole without it. And I believe Belichick just feels a gaping hole. I mean, the media stuff with McAfee and the Mannings and all that stuff is great, but that's not Bill Belichick.
And maybe it's North Carolina as you're talking this out, it makes more sense. Maybe it's North Carolina because, you know, one of these bigger schools ultimately knows that that's the case. And an Alabama or a Texas or a Georgia schools, you know, at that level, you know, the powerhouses, for lack of a better term, don't want to bring in a guy that they know is ultimately going to leave. But a North Carolina for recruiting for a year, and you know, if he stays for a whole year, maybe a chance at making the playoff, which is ultimately going to drive revenue. I mean, they're going to sell more tickets than they ever have before, because no one cares about football in North Carolina. It's all about basketball. And you know, maybe this is a change. But there's no way he's not back in the NFL. I'm just saying it now. There's a 0% chance. And I think that with the landscape of coaching right now, we're more than halfway through the season. You can pretty much tell who's going to be out of a job at the end of the season if they haven't already been fired. And I think he's looking at those situations and saying, I don't want to go to the Jaguars. It's a crap franchise. I don't want to do that. He's old. He wants to go somewhere where it's his choice. And I don't think he has his choice right now. And that's why he's making this move.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to cast an aspersion here and probably regret it, but I'm going to say it because this is how I feel. You know, Belichick was with a very good woman, Linda Holloway, and it was with her. And, you know, his wandering eye caught the glimpse of a cheerleader at 24, 25 years old. Okay, 26 now. All right. The NFL's no different. He's got his eye on, you know, the old lady, which is North Carolina. And, you know, there's going to be a wandering eye that's going to look at the NFL. It could be the Eagles even. It could be any number one of teams, Philly, Giants. I still think he would. I really do. I think he'd go to Woody Johnson almost hat in hand and say, you know what, we can make this right. Because I think he wants to stick it to Kraft. And the Jerry Jones thing, you know, Jacksonville with Shaw, who's got more money than the Shah of Iran did back in the day with oil. I mean, I agree with you, Tyler. This is not the end game. This is weird, but I think it's temporary. And there's nothing wrong with weird as long as it's temporary, right? I mean, seriously.
And it's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting, at least. It gives us something. Like, I'll definitely be paying attention to North Carolina football. I've been a diehard North Carolina basketball fan my whole life. I've never watched one football game of theirs because I don't care. You know, but now it's like, okay, Belichick's there. It's interesting. It's very, very similar to the Deion situation, except that I think it's different in a sense of Deion is never was a lock to go to the NFL and coach. That wasn't certain. He was a first timer, but it was to see someone of that magnitude go to the college level. It brought a lot of attention. And now you can't look anywhere without someone talking about Colorado. And I think for the next year, we're going to see that effect. And then ultimately, I think that one of the jobs that he has his eye on, I'm sure there's two or three, is going to open up. And I think he's going to leave and he's going to go back to the NFL. He's going to get the record and be back where he belongs because he's not a college coach. He doesn't belong at the college level. I think he'll do well at the college level, but he's the best coach ever. He belongs in Super Bowls and winning in championships and working with pro players. So, it is what it is, but it's definitely a very interesting situation.
I got a kick out of this acumen that he sold North Carolina on. We're going to prepare our guys for the NFL with diet, training, study, acumen. It's just weird. You know what? Let's just let it play out. It's going to be, I think no matter what, I think it's going to be fascinating, Tyler. And I'll be the first one to bow and acquiesce to you. If he gets him into the playoff system, then that's as good as winning a national championship because it's a moribund program. They haven't been relevant since, Lawrence Taylor. You can tell me about Drake May till you're blue in the face. You can tell me about Ethan Horton, who was a running back there. You can tell me about Kelvin Bryant, who is a star in the USFL. North Carolina is a hoop school, all right? They play Duke in hoops, and that's what people care about there. Football, they care now because of BB, Bill Belichick. But for the most part, they could care less. It's something to do in the fall to get ready for hoops. All right, we're coming back. Don't go away. We'll get to Nick Douglas. He weighs in.
In veteran, I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. Moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
It's the holiday season, and Mexico's number one beer is here, Corona Extra Beer. Enjoy it responsibly during the holiday season. and enjoy our road shows on Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. We'll have reporters fanned out across the country at all the major bowl games, the first ever college football championship on Sports Byline in Sports Overnight America, presented by Corona Beer. Mexico's number one beer is here, distributed by Crown Distributors, Chicago, Illinois. All right, talking the world of sports and a whole lot more here, presented by Geico Insurance, geico.com, American Premium Vodka. Want to throw them into the mix, and Corona. Yeah, own a Corona during the holiday season, and please celebrate responsibly. Right, folks? We don't want anything bad to happen. All right, let's get them in here. Nick Douglas, what's going on? Nick, let's see if you're paying attention. What's the biggest story today in sports or college football or anything? Let's hear it. What is it?
Yeah, the biggest story of anything is Bill Belichick accepting this job.
And your reaction, kind sir. What do you think? Let's hear
Look, the traditional coaching carousel typically gets going around this time. Obviously, we've seen Rich Rodriguez accept the West Virginia job. Iowa State's extended Matt Campbell for 8 years. That's all great. But, I mean, talk about starting with a splash. This came, in my opinion, this came out of nowhere. I don't know how anyone saw this coming several weeks back, and I'm not sure what the intentions are. Is this done out of boredom? Does he dislike retirement? Is he looking to, you know, conquer new territory and take on the NIL era? I mean, I'm very curious to hear what he says in this opening press conference, because, as we know, Coach Belichick is not one for coach speak. So he's going to be blunt. He's going to be honest. And you and I both are going to be tuned into that one. I know that for a fact.
All right. I know what my first question would be if I were as fortunate enough to be on that press conference. I know what it was. I've already hinted at it on the air. Nick, you first, and then Tyler, what would be your first question? And you can't steal mine, and then I'll share mine. Nick, what would be your first question for Belichick if you're at that news conference? Let me hear.
I would ask him his thoughts on retirement and why he was only retired for a short period of time. What brought him out?
Okay, he'd probably say $30 million, but maybe not. The opportunity to coach kids. Tyler, what would be yours?
I mean, I'd want to know, is this it? You know, do you plan on retiring after UNC, or, you know, is there a plan to get back to the NFL at some point? Because, I mean, that's where my head is at with this. Is he actually – I mean, he's not the youngest guy out there, Marty. You know this.
We all
know this. And you have to think there's no way that he's going into this without something in mind of what's next. And I'm curious, is it – because you hear guys say this. They're like, yeah, this is the last place I'll be. And, you know, it's and that's ultimately what I'd be most interested in knowing.
Yeah, I'm interested in that he admits that he's got the standard NCAA college coaches contract and he's got NFL out language. There's no way. Tom Brady's got a better chance of fulfilling his 10-year commitment to Fox, which he never will. And Belichick has a Brady's got a better chance of fulfilling that 10-year TV deal and as part owner of the Raiders, which is a joke. The NFL kisses Brady's rear end. But Belichick will never see, in my opinion, year two of that deal. Every single college coaching job, Nick, has out language to the NFL. Belichick is a coach in waiting. I understand that people don't think he cares about the Shula record. I don't think that's true. He worked for Shula as a ball boy, quasi, you know, assistant coach back in the day as some, you know, wet behind the ear 23, 24-year-old guy. Guys, he's coaching again in the NFL. This is just a place to park himself. He's going to give North Carolina a boost. He's also getting his son involved. And this, to me, is one of the weirdest, quirkiest things I've ever seen in college football. But, Nick, you know this. Every single college coach has an NFL out in their contract. Do they not?
Correct.
Right here.
Yes, they do. And there are always plans in modern contracts now. Especially ones made in the Portland NIL era, have opt-outs or have different clauses for a buyout. So it doesn't matter who you are, they're going to have a plan in there. In the event that we buy you out, we're not going to pay you the full amount. We're going to pay you this amount. You're going to owe us this, et cetera. That's how a lot of modern jobs are, especially for jobs that you know, the non-LSUs and Georgias and Alabamas, where that can be your destination in college. For schools like Vandy and Mississippi State and, you know, Middle Tennessee State and, you know, the rest of the G5, they do have clauses in there for a buyout.
You know, the ACC, guys, is wobbling. A lot of people think that conference is just going to dissolve. I mean, Florida State's suing to get out. Clemson wants out. They would both go to the Big Ten tomorrow or yesterday if they could have. Okay, so the ACC is wobbling. Does this now give the ACC now a floor of solidarity? Because I don't think it does. I think it might even accentuate how quickly the ACC falls apart. Let's start with you, Tyler, then you, Nick. What does Belichick's hiring today at North Carolina mean for the conference? I am not buying that this is going to be the savior for the conference. I think that is absolute poppycock. Go ahead, Tyler.
I mean, I think it helps one team. You know, I don't think it's going to help the conference in a whole at all. You know, I think that ultimately now it's just a little bit more competitive, but it's, you know, you said it best, it's wobbling. And we're seeing now where teams are leaving. And to be honest, like, I don't hate that idea. You know, let some of these major guys go to more competitive conferences and have a stronger strength of schedule, because ultimately it's going to show who's real and who's not. Because it doesn't do anyone justice for Clemson to, you know, have to play these teams that are just not at their level ever. You know, let these smaller mid-cap teams have a mid-cap conference. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, they're never going to be competing for the playoff regardless or anything significant. And, you know, it's how I think it should be done. I mean, it's kind of reminds me of, like, you know, in soccer, there's, you know, the Premier League is the top league, but then there's all these smaller leagues that are beneath it, and it's kind of a farm system. The guys that stand out, they move on and they get pulled up and bought by bigger clubs. And it's the same thing here. If you have guys who are really performing in these mid-cap teams in these different conferences, like, don't get it twisted. They're going to get found. They're going to get recruited. And then they'll be playing for one of these big powerhouses. So I think that the whole thing needs a restructure. The playoff needs a restructure. The conferences need a restructure. Because the way things are right now, it doesn't feel right to me at all.
Nick, what do you think? What's this do for the ACC, good, bad, or indifferent? What do you think?
Yeah, so I actually, building off what you're saying, Tyler, you bring up some great points. I think it's good for the ACC with an asterisk by it, and here's why. What we're seeing with this move is an exploitation of the CFP format. Because in the ACC, you are going to have an easier path to the playoff.
Yep.
Now, I think it's temporary. I think eventually you're going to have drastic restructuring of college football scheduling and conferences and the like, whether that's the elimination of all conferences, whether it's a super league, whether it's a couple groupings, whatever it is, we all know that that is imminent, whether it's 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years down the line. Much like we've seen, you know, the NIL rise, we've got this house settlement that's supposed to put some parameters around the portal and the NIL and the like. But I think right now we are in year one. The year one of NIL is right now for the playoff. Mm-hmm. We are in year one of the playoff. Clearly, there's some controversy. Do the top 12 teams get in? Do the conference champions get in and everything? So I think this, with the ACC, is going to muscle and say, hey, look, you've got an easier path to the playoffs. You're going to play, you know, Wake Forest. You're going to play Boston College instead of Florida in Georgia. And so I think it might actually help the conference for at least a short period of time. What do you think, Marty?
Well, yeah, I do, and I'm starting to come around. I probably owe Tyler an apology because he came out and said, you know, Belichick, you know, might get him in the national championship, you know, right away. And I don't want, you know, I kind of went nutty, but now I think about it. I mean, all you got to do is win the ACC, and then you're one step closer. And if I had to name one coach on this earth to win one football game at any level, whether it's Pop Warner or the Super Bowl, I want Bill Belichick. I'm sorry. He's one of the most detailed perfectionist preparers, and he subscribes to have a plan or plan to fail. Nobody more prepared. Nobody more, I think, succinct in how to pierce his opponent's weaknesses. He knows how to exploit weaknesses. Tyler, I think I owe you. I don't know if I'm going to apologize, but you may be onto something here.
I mean, here's the thing. I think in the current system that they're in now, I don't expect them to, you know, win a national championship, but I also don't expect them to not be in the conversation because the system is flawed. And we all know that. We've been talking about it. Because all you have to do is win the conference and you're in. Yep. What they should do, and what this should have just happened right away. If you're going to expand to 12, you might as well just expand the rest. It should, for me, the way to fix this format is very simple. It's 1 to 25, and it's played out like a March Madness bracket. You finish the end of the season in the top 25, screw the conference games, can them, get rid of them. All it does is you get guys getting hurt. We just saw it with Carson Beck. That sucks. You know, and luckily they have a bye, but like, why are we playing these pointless games that apparently can't hurt you but can only help you? It doesn't make sense. Right. Go 1 to 25, stack it up just like a March Madness bracket, and let it play out. And that's also just way cooler because now you have this top 25 for the whole season. It's now the playoff picture. It's not just like, because, you know, normally the number 22 ranked team, it's kind of just irrelevant. Like, okay, cool. Yeah, they're number 22. Whatever. What does that mean? Well, now it means they're in a playoff spot. And we get to ride that out for an entire season. And how cool would that be? Because also, you look at the top 25 right now, there's good teams in there. There's no reason why we shouldn't be seeing Alabama playing the playoff or Ole Miss playing the playoff. And, you know, it's a flawed system, and that's the way to fix it. It's very simple, and it would be unbelievable.
Yeah, a very, very interesting take there. Nick, let's move to a different direction. You just came back from Vegas. The College Football Foundation, they have been so good to us. They're based down in Dallas-Fort Worth, Frisco, Plano area. I mean, Dallas-Fort Worth, bottom line. Wonderful people. They provide us with guests. They provide us with content. I know Dan Hampton, College Football Hall of Fame. What a star-studded class it was. Tell us about the night of December 10th in Vegas, if you could. Let me hear.
Yeah, Marty, last night was just fascinating. You know, I make the joke to people. They ask me what the coolest event I go to per year is, and I would say the top two are undisputed. My favorite 3.5 hours of footballer is coming up this weekend at Army-Navy, and number one, far and beyond, above every game, above every draft, above every conference, is the NFF Awards Dinner on the second Tuesday in December. I love how it brings together the legends of the game. You've got your regulars that always attend. Marcus Allen's always there. Dabo Sweeney's always there. You've got important sports information folks, people that have won the COSIDA Awards. Head coaches, ADs, collectives, you name it, it is the elite of the elite. And so, fascinating discussions. I was having dinner with Dylan Gabriel late last night. Jackson Dart, obviously a good friend of mine. And just fascinating to discuss with them, you know, where they see their postseason going and meet families and the like. And just understand the whole philosophy behind what is college football now. You know, how do you raise and someone up to age 18 that's going to be making several hundred thousand dollars, you know, you're looking at a top 1% income in the United States, and how do you ensure that they're smart with it? And, you know, their status is really high when they go into these towns and the like. So just fascinating to hear the take from Hall of Famers like Larry Fitzgerald, Antonio Langham, Justin Blackman, you know, certain guys that haven't had crazy NFL careers. Just a wonderful evening with the important people across that sport. Fascinating discussions, obviously. The three of us love having these intellectually curious discussions about college football. So just an amazing event that the NFF has put on. Big fan of the NFF, happy to help out them in any way that I can. And, you know, I've already got the dates circled next year, to be frank.
All right, let me ask one more and then finish up with let Tyler finish up. Is there a modicum of innocence left in college football, or is it out the window with nil, portal, and a 12-team playoff? Real quick answer, and then let Tyler finish up.
I think it's there. I think it's very hard to find, and you have to really search for it. But it's there for guys, particularly players that have had, you know, maybe a freshman year where they committed to a coach, and then the coach leaves, and they hit the portal that sophomore year. They're really loyal. You know, those kinds of setups where guys are not looking to hop and hop, and guys that understand the importance of building a program, going down a legend, breaking records and the like, I think it is still there. There is innocence in our game. There are players that are committed to programs, and you're seeing it with guys across the country. Milroe stuck around for the DeBoer era. Jackson Dart's been at Ole Miss for 3 years. Really, Lane Kiffin has most of his portal class from 2022 that's still here. So I think it's a build-it-they-will-come sort of setup, and you know, if you can create a winning culture and tradition, much like you're seeing at the University of Florida, you know, they've been flipping guys left and right. And so long as DJ Lagway is taking snaps at quarterback, they're going to have no issue with roster retention.
Tyler, go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah, I think that if the program is winning, people will stay. Impact players will stay. It's on the culture. It's on the coach. But I do expect, obviously, there's always going to be turnover.
Yeah, it's very interesting on how just in such short order it feels like the NFL. Hey, listen, Nick, thank you so much. We will talk to you again Saturday night. It's going to be here before we know it. It's Heisman Saturday, Army-Navy, the aforementioned, as you mentioned, in the nation's capital. We look forward to that. Good job out of you, Nick. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll come back with a two-minute drill. Myself, Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. We are presented by Corona. Own a Corona during the holiday season and celebrate responsibly. And by Geico. We're coming right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
All right, talking a little sports. We only got about a minute, so we went long in that last segment. Yeah, Belichick. I mean, I don't even know if games are worth watching tonight. I think just the fallout and watching this thing unfold is going to be interesting. Tyler, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I said it to start the show. It's cool. You know, regardless of what you think about it, if it's his last destination, to see you know, a coach of that magnitude land at a program like North Carolina, it's very reminiscent of just NIL in general. You know, Bill Belichick to North. If NIL did not exist, he would not be at this school. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, that is an interesting point, too. I think that is spot on. There is no way. This allows him to basically know that he is going to be the apple of every kid's eye, to play for Bill Belichick, six-time Super Bowl winning coach. Free agency has arrived in college sports. Make no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I think you're spot on. All right, Daniel Ogden, thank you so much. Thanks to Zaid Hussein. Outstanding job there. Nick Douglas as well. Tyler, thank you. We're back at it tomorrow. It'll be a Thursday into a football Friday. We got a lot of real estate to cover and developing stories all over the place. Coming back. Don't go away. Enjoy us throughout the night here on Sports Byline.